This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It doesn't just seem that traffic is getting worse. It actually is worse. And these days, with the help of all kinds of high-tech wizardry, you can utilize a staggering amount of traffic information. But does that do any good? Rachel Miro reports from member station KPCC in Los Angeles.
Kitty corner to City Hall in downtown L.A., you'll find HQ for District 7 of the California Department of Transportation, or Caltrans. It's big, it's shiny, and the metal shell makes it look very modern. Deep in the belly of this behemoth, there's a room where massive video screens cover the walls. It's called the Transportation Management Center. Okay, that's not an exciting name. But this is where 1,200 movement sensors embedded in the freeway asphalt, 330 closed-circuit cameras, and who knows how many California Highway Patrol accident reports, this is where all that data converges.
My name is Marco Ruano, and I'm the chief for the Office of Freeway Operations for Caltrans here in District 7.
District 7 covers L.A. and Ventura counties. Well over a dozen cities around the country track this kind of information, but L.A. is generally credited with having one of the earliest and most advanced automated traffic management systems in the U.S., if not the world.
Do you guys get competitive? Do District 7 employees figure, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere? You know, is it like a New York City sort of thing?
Well, I will say this. We have a lot of pride as being kind of on the forefront of dealing with and managing traffic and congestion. Of course, we have the most of it, so we better be.
Most Angelenos are already familiar with the data Caltrans collects. Local TV news broadcasts stationary live shots of the freeways, provided often by Caltrans cameras. Traffic reporters like Jane Monreal of KABC stand in front of digitally projected maps of L.A. with blinking red, yellow, and green lights indicating traffic speeds, provided again by Caltrans.
A new ABC 7 traffic alert now heading into East L.A. This will affect things for the 5. North Golden State.
Caltrans is one of a handful of public transit agencies that shares its data for free with the media, academics, even private companies, which then repackage the information for profit and beam it to your car via cell phone and other electronic gadgets. But Caltrans could deliver even more data, even more widely, says Hamid Bahadouri, senior traffic engineer for the Automobile Club of Southern California. He says the agency is underfunded, undermanned, and unable to keep up with basic equipment maintenance.
As you can imagine, a lot of things can go wrong. The communications line can be broken. The detector can be damaged. The camera can be not functioning properly. So you need to have staff to get out there in time and maintain this, because these are like the ears and the eyes of the system.
Even under ideal circumstances, all the data in the world can't neutralize what Bahadouri calls the demand management side of the equation. In the end, experts say the most effective traffic busters are not high-tech at all. Are you ready for this? Move closer to your job. Get your boss to give you flexible work hours. Carpool. Again, Marco Ruano of District 7 at the Transportation Management Center.
People are going to have to be more proactive in making personal decisions that will improve their quality of life when it comes to transportation.
Of course, in the absence of proactive behavior, Caltrans still has a mission to take really lousy traffic and make it, well, less lousy. Want to know where its real-time monitoring comes in most handy? Prompting quick calls to a band of roving tow trucks known as the Freeway Service Patrol. Those trucks get accidents off the freeway fast so the rest of us can get on with our regular commute, 1 mile at a time. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.